Real quick again, I want to speak about the way they're dividing us in the rituals, you guys. George Perry Floyd's murder on Memorial Day. They had to tell us that the cuff was on the neck of George Floyd for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. What time did the first plane hit the tower on 9/11?
8:46.
It was 8:46. What's Minneapolis and St. Paul known as?
Twin Cities.
The Twin Cities, the Twin Towers. If you've been listening, you've been hearing me talk about 201. Again, the Jesuits are originally from Paris, France. A lot of you might know the only footage of the plane hitting the first tower was captured by the Frenchmen. You guys might have seen that documentary. The name of those brothers in Gematria equals 201. Again, the Jesuits are from France. After George Floyd was killed, there was a massive protest in Paris, France, and two men were names were protested, Adama Traoré and George Floyd. Adama Traoré was killed on the 201st day of 2016. George Floyd was killed exactly 201 weeks later, and his name in Gematria, George Perry Floyd, equals 201. Now remember, the last French pope was the 201st. The Jesuits are from France, founded by Ignatius of Loyola, whose name equals 201. The first Jesuit pope is Pope Francis, whose birth name equals 201, and he's also the first to live in suite 201. Again, you guys, this number is all over history, and it's completely Jesuit. After George Floyd was killed, the Confederate statues were torn down all over this nation, including the only Confederate statue in Washington, D.C., which was torn down on June 19th, 2020, of Albert Pike. From the day of the Albert Pike statue being torn down to the Capitol insurrection of January 6th was exactly 201 days later. The word Confederate equals 201, and the Confederate flag went through the city and the Capitol that day. Again, those who do not know history are doomed to repeat it. How many of you know who Abraham Lincoln blamed the Civil War on? Look into Abraham Lincoln's speech. He said there never would have been an American Civil War without the sinister influence of the Jesuit order. And if you are not familiar with the Jesuits, again, they are the military order of the Catholic Church. Understand if there's anybody walking by who's a Jesuit educated student, I'm not talking about you. I know the college and universities are top notch. The students are great. We're talking about the ruling Jesuits, like the Superior General, the leadership. But this number 201 is being used again and again to divide the people of not only this nation, but the world. Again, two towers became zero, became one. I was in Arizona as a college student then, and what was on the local news every night after 9/11 was people beating up Muslim people. People that are innocent, peaceful people. And this was going on all over the nation. Everybody's local news, the national news. They instill fear and hate in our hearts through their rituals that are meant to keep us divided. United we stand, divided we fall, and that's what people need to understand. There's never been more division. Again, this is the land of the free. We should accept what people do as long as it's not hurting others. I want you guys to understand how sick the stuff is that's going on in this world. Remember how Anne Hesh just died recently? We all saw in the news they loaded her into an SUV while she was sitting up. And they were sure to show the number 63 on the SUV. Well, Anne Hesh equals 63, and this is nothing new. But the day they pulled the plug on her was on the 201st day of Ellen DeGeneres' age. And of course, they were the old couple in Hollywood that really helped, you know, normalize homosexuality in the mainstream. For people who forget, this was back in the 90s. And I'm not saying that's wrong. People should be able to be gay. But they like to taunt us with this and make us pick sides. More recently, the focus has become on transgenderism. Who was the first celebrity transgender they made a big deal about? It was Bruce Jenner, which sounds like gender. And he became Caitlyn Jenner, which equals 201. You guys, this stuff is not an accident. They know that that will divide people. They know they have a nation of people who have certain spiritual beliefs here and certain spiritual beliefs here, and they know how to play us against each other. That is what they're doing to us every day. For everyone who's sick of all of these divisive agendas, I'd encourage you to stop getting mad at the side they want you to get mad at and instead start seeing who's playing you for a fool. Remember, this is supposed to be the land of the free. I don't think they should be marketing any kind of sexuality to children, which they are now doing, which is another sick Jesuit agenda. By the way, just for the record, you guys, the word Jesuit order and the word school have the same gematria. I just want you to think about that. But again, you guys, this 201 number, I could literally sit up here for probably 48 hours and just keep rattling off 201s because it's a long history. But you learn this code, you will see who and why is pulling the strings on society and why we are being led like sheep to slaughter, unfortunately. We have some other great speakers here. I would like to see if any of them would like to speak up. We have a teacher who was recently fired for standing up for his rights right before his retirement and pension. And again, what his story is about is being a real man, a real American, and being brave and standing up for freedom. He got punished. But the only reason he got punished is because the rest of the teachers didn't stand with him and say, no, I'm not giving up my bodily sovereignty. I used to be a teacher. I've been kicked out of the school for speaking about the injustice of the world. In fact, I got in trouble for talking about the significance of Martin Luther King Jr. being killed on the 95th day of the year in light of the 95 Theses. They don't allow us to teach our students real information. Our schools are indoctrination centers that are meant to turn us into these walking zombies who only care about consumerism and could give one little rip about the truth of even that. It's a damn shame, you guys. But I gotta pass the mic to this teacher. He's from this city, he's a great man. And if people would stand with him, I think his job would be reinstated and this city would be better off for it. Here he is.